Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Democrats in Congress are all about fighting climate change. President Joe Biden is all about fighting climate change.
In my view, we've already waited too long to deal with this climate crisis. We can't wait any longer.
Biden's cabinet is all about thinking about how their offices can help fight climate change.
Climate change is a critical problem facing the country.
But one guy who's pretty sure about what his agency can already do about it, the newly confirmed EPA Administrator, Michael Regan. All right, Alex, we have a new EPA Administrator. For those that may not have been following the confirmation process of Michael Regan, what should they know about him?
Well, he likes long walks on the beaches. No, I'm kidding. I used that joke last time.
So today, I'm talking to Alex Guillen about what we can expect from Regan and the EPA under the Biden administration. It's March 11th. I'm Anthony Adragna, and this is Politico Energy.
Yeah, Michael Regan, EPA's new administrator. He comes from North Carolina, where for the past 4 years, he's been running the Department of Environmental Quality there. That's sort of the state-level EPA. Before that, he worked for an environmental group, and then he spent the first part of his career as a career official at EPA. So he has some background experience at the agency from a while back, but is also bringing the state-level experience to the job now.
So he's going to be inheriting an agency that has been, in many ways, hollowed out during the Trump administration. What are some of the immediate challenges that he's going to face in rebuilding the agency?
So on the management side of EPA, I think there's a few things to watch out for. Number one, EPA did shed a lot of people, hundreds, even more than 1,000, I think, over the Trump administration. Many of those people were not replaced. Many of those people represent experts in technical and scientific areas. So I'll be looking to see what he does on personnel, on EPA's broader budget. Its budget has been pretty stagnant. The Trump administration, of course, did keep trying to slash EPA's budget, even though congressional Republicans weren't having it. So it'll be interesting to see if now with Democrats in control of Congress, if there's any significant increase in EPA's budget. And then one other management area I think to watch out for has to do with the outside scientific advisory committees and other advisory committees that EPA has. So that'll be something to see about how Regan changes those relationships as well.
I feel like he was really, really deliberate during the confirmation process in not tipping his hand about how he may pursue the next iterations of, you know, some of these high profile regs like the Clean Power Plan or the Waters of the U.S. Do you agree with that assessment, Alex? And if so, what are you going to be looking for? What are the early signs that we should expect from Regan about how he may approach those hot button issues?
I do agree with that. He very masterfully avoided really taking any policy positions.
Is that something you can commit to?
We're going to take a look at all of the latest science and be sure that we're communicating.
Absolutely.
That.
We'll take a close look at it. We'll evaluate EPA's role.
You know, I think that's a one way to go.
So excellent work from him on that.
We will let science lead us.
You know, he certainly noted a few things like on the Clean Power Plan replacement sort of that they're going for here, climate rules for power plants. He indicated they're not just going to necessarily go for Clean Power Plan 2, Electric Boogaloo, but he didn't make any specific promises, so we'll sort of end up seeing what happens.
Thank you for that question, and if I'm confirmed, I plan to take a look at what our options
Obviously,
are.
Regan is going to be bringing in some of his own people once he arrives, so that'll be something to watch out for, but the people that he's surrounding himself with are going to be one early indicator of the direction he's going.
I guess my overarching question, and it may be too soon to answer this, is, you know, is Administrator Regan going to be an Obama administration 2.0 in sort of how we think of the EPA? Or do we think he's going to bring, you know, different style, maybe? It feels like the regs are going to be kind of the same universe, but what are your thoughts about that?
You know, that's a great question. And the honest answer is I just don't know. You know, he's coming from his own background, of course, but he also works for Joe Biden. And the president has sort of vowed to pursue an aggressive environmental agenda. I think there are some areas certainly where they already are well in alignment, including boosting environmental justice as a major issue. But it'll be interesting to see where Regan comes down on a lot of these other regulatory issues. And I think Michael Regan is quickly going to find out that EPA administrator is one of the toughest jobs in Washington.
Also, are solar and wind big enough to lose the training wheels? Senator Joe Manchin seems to think so. Yesterday, the West Virginia senator and chair of the Senate Energy Committee argued against extending the tax credits for the clean energies. In Manchin's view, solar and wind have matured enough to no longer need tax credits to promote investment or production, both of which have helped renewables grow for years. If Congress doesn't extend these, wind would lose access to this credit by the end of the year, and it would start dropping in a couple of years for the solar industry. But this tax credit proposal is one of the big ways in which Biden and the Democratic caucus want to help the renewable sector in the upcoming infrastructure bill. By the way, this news from Manchin broke at the American Renewable Energy Policy Forum, where Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm recited a very Dr. Seussian poem.
You'll escape the waiting place and run right here to the place you can get something done. Add energy from the wind and the sun and transmission where electrons can run. This is the time for action galore. Our waiting is over, my friends from Acor.
For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And listen to our other shows, Politico Dispatch, Playbook Audio Briefing, and Nerdcast. I'm Anthony Adragna. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Last year, Chevron invested billions of dollars to bring affordable, reliable, ever cleaner energy to America. Because it's only human to work toward a brighter future. Learn more at chevron.com.